Welcome, everybody, to Dare to Believe. I'm Christy Grainer, and I'm here with Yvette Griffey-Gray.
Yes.
Yes, and we are here to interpret dreams. It's kind of exciting to be here together.
Yeah.
We set up a whiteboard tonight so that you could follow us and kind of some of the thinking and understand how we are unpacking the dream a little bit. And when you watch Yvette do the drawings tonight, this is something that will help you slow your brain down so that you can get a deeper understanding of what the dream means. And so we won't be doing a lot of explanation with that, but you'll be able to see what the thinking is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. And how we process the revelation. Yep. All right.
Okay.
So you had a dream.
I did.
When did you have the dream?
I had this dream a couple nights ago, actually.
So a recent dream.
This week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So the dream at my apartment, we have this building that's in the middle of the parking lot, and it has an office and a fitness center in it. And so in the dream, I walked out of my apartment building and went into this building, and I was walking into the fitness center. And so once I walked into the fitness center, I had a jar of oils and a bag of hibiscus flowers in my other hand. And so as I was walking in, I walked in and I started mixing the oils in this, it was a mason jar. And I was also on the treadmill at the same time mixing the oils. And then on to my left, I saw an Indian lady from India. She said something to me. She asked me about the oils and I just told her like, oh yeah, I'm mixing the oils. And she asked me, oh, do you use like Ayurvedic products and stuff like that? And I told her I did. And she asked me, what Ayurvedic products do you use? And I told her that I use like Bring Raj and Amla. Just started going down the list of Ayurvedic products that I use for the oils. And then she responded back to me and she was saying that she uses them as well, but she said something in Hindu, and I don't know what she said, but she responded in Hindu. And then after that, I just looked over, and I was like, oh, okay. And I just kind of continued and went on to the treadmill, started mixing. But then after, I went to the ground, because I had the hibiscus flowers on the ground, and I put some of the hibiscus flowers into the jar. And then after I had put them in, I noticed I had put a little too much of hibiscus flowers, so I took some out and put them back in the bag, and then closed the bag up, and then mixed the oils again, and then that was it.
Is this like fresh hibiscus flowers or dried?
Yeah, not fresh. They were dried. Yeah,
they were dried. Okay, mm-hmm. Wow, lots in that dream.
Yeah,
yeah. First of all, we want to know, what would you title the dream? So I'm going to have Yvette. Would you write this down? So
sure.
As we go.
Okay.
Yeah, what would you title this dream?
I would probably title it hibiscus oil.
Hibiscus oil. And what do hibiscus flowers mean to you? Why would the Lord put hibiscus flowers in your dream?
Yeah. So in real life, I use hibiscus for oils, like hair oils. And it helps with like different hair problems or whatever.
So and it's a real healthy thing.
Yeah, it's okay, very healthy.
Very healthy. Mm-hmm. So hibiscus flowers to you means something that's healthy and good.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you really do mix oils.
Yes.
But in the dream, you are, let me tell you the dream back. Okay.
Okay.
And one more question. Is this daytime or nighttime?
This was daytime.
Daytime. Mm-hmm. And so are you seeing bright color, regular, normal colors? Is it more black and white? What kind of things?
The colors I remember seeing was the purple from the hibiscus flowers.
Okay, so what you remember is the hibiscus flowers.
Yeah.
Nothing else stood out to you.
Actually, so the oil was like a kind of like a light, kind of greenish, yellowish tint color, and then I don't remember what like I was wearing or anything like that. But those are the kind of two colors I can really.
Okay, so the oil
back.
Was a light green,
mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of a tint of green. Is mm-hmm. that the normal color of an oil you use?
Yeah, like a yellowish, greenish
okay.
color.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Emotions, any emotions in the dream? Anything mm-hmm. you felt?
Yeah. In the dream, I felt happy. I was kind of like in a mellow kind of mood, just kind of like, I guess maybe not in like a hurry, but just kind of like, oh, I've got to put these oils together, and I've got to create this thing really quick, or not really quick, but
a little
just
bit of urgency
like,
to get it done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I felt that.
And the lady that is from India, mm-hmm. what does the country India or people from India, what does that mean to you? Because why would the Lord put that woman in your dream?
Yeah. Because I recently started to use Ayurvedic oils and, okay. and Ayurvedic like products. And those are, that's originally from India.
Okay.
So I've started learning more about that and using
them
in my
routine. So it's a learning edge too.
Yeah, it is.
For health and for healthy stuff.
Yeah.
Any other questions you'd have of it?
No, I don't think so. I think you got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one of the first things we want to do is talk about, there are three things that you look at as to who is the subject of the dream or who's the focus of the dream. So it's either going to be the dreamer, which is Grace, or it's going to be the dreamer and another person or group of people, or she's going to be watching something happen. And so if you look at the person in the dream, if you took that person out, they wouldn't be the full focus. But if you took Grace out of the dream, there's really nothing going on.
Right.
Yeah. So Grace is the focus of our dream. So what would you put as some sub-focuses?
Definitely the oil and the flowers. So you either want it to be in one or separate?
I'd put it together.
Okay. I think also the fact that you're on a treadmill, I think that is important. And I would say the Hindu woman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Indian. You spoke Hindu.
Yeah,
so you don't.
So, yeah, like Hindu or Indian.
Okay, so those are what we would call the sub-focuses. I think what we want to do is maybe get some details of that. The oil was a light green and the flowers were purple. Mm-hmm. That's important. And they were hibiscus, and that's a detail. These are details, which you don't want to get stuck in the details too much, but you want to acknowledge them. Colors are important.
Am I spelling hibiscus right?
Yeah.
All right.
If you don't, we still know what it is. And put purple.
Spelling.
They're purple.
Okay.
Because hibiscus aren't always purple. Mm-hmm. Are they?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they were purple. Yeah. And the Indian woman represents the, how do you say that word?
Ayurveda.
And I see if you're going to be able to spell that.
I feel like it's something, I've seen it before, but I think I'm not doing well. Just, you guys get it.
Yeah, I see. We know what it is. Yep. Yep. And the treadmill, what do you think that represents?
Movement and kind of not really making much progress, but moving.
And working, striving. There's some work. There's some, you haven't, it takes human effort. It takes a little extra effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not really
getting
leaving.
Anywhere.
You're not getting anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So just human effort and not accomplishing what you want to accomplish necessarily.
Okay.
And so the light green, the color, would mean growth and good things, because you felt peaceful. Mm-hmm. And so the emotion of being peaceful is important here, because it tells us that this isn't, nothing bad's going on, nothing's being corrected. It just, she feels peaceful. So that's a good light green. So there's growth in her, and the oil of the presence is really what this is about, more than the oil that you're putting for hair. And the purple flower represents the royalty. So you are being called to be intentional about growing in your understanding of the Lord, in your growth, and in being a royal daughter of the King. This is a growth area for you. You're putting a little more work into it than you have to, which is getting you a little distracted, and it's not quite the balance you want. That's why you took some flowers back out. Mm-hmm. And the woman with the Indian woman is about what you're learning. You know, there seemed nothing alarming about her, was there? You liked her, and
yeah.
Okay. So what I would say is the Lord's just talking to you about the season of life you're in, where new things are coming to you, and he's teaching you about being in the oil, being having the oil of his presence. So being with him more, mm-hmm. and knowing who you are and growing in that, mm-hmm. and knowing that you are royalty, that you are a daughter of the king, and understanding that without having to work too hard at it. And and being healthier and all that. Is there anything else that you're seeing?
You know, while you were talking, I wondered if the treadmill was about training and fitness and being prepared.
Being trained and prepared? Mm-hmm. Could be. Mm-hmm. Could be. Yeah. How does that feel to you? Anything that, how does that settle in your spirit?
Yeah, it sounds right.
It sounds right?
Yeah.
Well, can we pray for you? Can I put my hand on you? So, Lord, we thank you for grace. We thank you for the season you have her in. We thank you for the growth that is happening in her life and the understanding of how much she is loved and adored by you and how that makes her a royal daughter of the king. And, Lord, continue to strengthen her and train her and bring her to a place of health and wholeness in you. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Anything else? Any questions?
No.
All right. Yay, God. Okay.
Thank you.
Cool.